Welcome to the Diary of a Single Kingster. I am the Single Kingster. I'm recording to you on my iPod as I'm driving, so you're gonna hear some sounds that are probably not wholly appropriate to what you would normally associate with a podcast, you know, such as the rain on the windshield wipers, me driving, and generally, you know, being a safe and courteous driver while recording a podcast. Go figure. So, with that in mind, I just wanted to explore some of the things that, verbally, some of the things that I'm really interested in doing and why I identify as a kingster. One of my readers has inquired, you know, he's posted, he says, "Hey, I'm really looking forward to seeing how you do, and what makes you so kinky?" Well, that's a very good question, one I haven't really answered yet, one I'm somewhat afraid to answer, but at the same time, I really do want to find an answer, or to provide an answer. You know, that way I can find my kinky girl, find someone that's really interested in the stuff that I want to do. So, with that in mind, let me just go ahead and explore what it is that I want to do. I want to find, I am kinky because I want to have the kinky sex. I want to make my relationship based on the erotic. I want to really make erotic energy a vital part of the dynamic between me and my kinky girl. Now, I don't want to be the exclusive element in that relationship, but, you know, I want to be attracted to her. Now, this is all, you know, well, that's not kinky. Well, let me get there, okay? Part of what I'm trying to do with my kinky girl is, you know, sexualize the rest of our lives. You know, have her, you know, I'm into BDSM. I like dominance and submission. I like the bondage. Not so much into the pain. I like erotic pain. I like inflicting erotic pain, but I'm not doing it for the sake of pain in and of itself. I like to, you know, one of the things I want to do is I want to tie her up and force her to have as many orgasms as I can coax out of her. I have a Hitachi magic wand. That's one of the things that I want to do. And while she's doing it, I want her to give me a blowjob. I want to tie her up in a particular rope style. I want to get her dressed. I want to go out into town with her in this rope harness. I mean, that's just the hottest fantasy I know of in my repertoire. I've got all these tools and toys that I've been collecting for years that I haven't been able to get to use because, you know, for lack of a willing female partner. So, that's what I want to end up doing. I want to find someone that wants to do these crazy kinky things with me. I want to try swinging. I want to swap partners. I want to go out and actually have sex with another couple, you know, after we confirm that they're clean, and go from there. This is just me. I want to shoot videos of me having sex with her, and I want to, and this is what I'm, the part I'm looking on, working on right now, I want to look good doing it. Because I've already shot once me having sex with this one girl, and let's just say that I was not too happy with the way I turned out. She was beautiful. She was great. She was awesome. Me, not so much. I felt like a piece of meat. And I don't mean that in the, everybody's looking at me. No, I felt huge. But that's just me. I mean, I've got my before pictures. I haven't posted them yet. Funny. So I got this exercise video, the Fortra DVD. And I tried doing the exercises on it. I got through the first two exercises, which are primarily squats. I was able to muscle, pun intended, my way through those first two exercises before I could barely stand. And I was just like, oh my goodness, this is going to be hurting. And oddly enough, my legs don't hurt that much today. So I'm going to try getting up tomorrow. It's probably going to happen in the afternoon, but I'm going to go get up and I'm going to exercise again. I'm going to try to muscle my way through at least 3 exercises this time, instead of just the 2. Now, that having been said, I think what I'll also end up trying to do is there are several different exercises and types of exercises on this video that I want to do my best to try to work my way through, because it's not just the legs. That's the only part that I was able to get through last night. And trust me, I'm not happy about that. Not surprised, but I'm not happy. So, in closing, I have no idea what I just talked about. Anyway, so basically, I'm looking for my kinkiness, looking for my kinky girl. Love tattoos, love piercings. I love nipple piercings. Oh my goodness. I love girls. Basically, I want to have, if you were to videotape my life or my relationship with my girl, I want it to be a fucking porno. That's what I want. That's really ultimately what I'm looking for. And I don't care what I have to do to get it. But that's my goal. So, with that in mind, you guys have a wonderful rest of the afternoon. Thank you for choosing to listen to my podcast. And be safe, practice safer sex, and always remember that relationships are a two-way street. It doesn't matter what I want in so much as what we want. If she wants something totally different than what I'm offering, well, guess what? It's not going to happen. Now, the secret, I believe, is saying, you know, making her want what I want. And that right there is more common than I think a lot of people realize. Yes, we have the girls that are all about, you know, going out and doing their own thing and being all about, you know, just their own trailblazers. But there are plenty of women out there that want some guy to come along and take them in hand. They want their life to be absorbed into someone else's. They want to ride on the coattails of success. And I think that is one of the major things, one of the major lessons that anybody, especially if you consider yourself or even want to be considered a dominant in this lifestyle, a BDSM lifestyle, and kinky lifestyle, you have to bear in mind. And it's a lesson that it's been a long time for me to learn, and I'm glad that I'm learning it now as opposed to later, is that I cannot wait for some girl to come along and us, you know, go out together and do these things with each other. No, I have to go out by myself and, you know, blaze my own trail, and hopefully the people that I pass along on the way are going to realize that I am worth getting to know, I'm worth knowing, I'm worth spending time with, and I am definitely worth, you know, sexually, having sex with. Anyway, I'm done. You guys have a good day.